Hello, everybody. It's already that time again. You know what it is. It's the 11-11 Make-A-Wish podcast. Check your clocks. Is it 11-11? Probably not, but in your mind, it is.
It's a state of mind.
It's today, as always, it's me, your host, Kayla. Hi, your wish guide. And as always, or as most of the time, I'm joined by my lovely, lovely, very patient and reassuring and just supportive co-host, Dr. Tyler Lemko.
You don't even need it. You're killing the game.
And today we have a very, very special guest. I've literally said that for everyone, but I think everyone is just so very special. So there's no lie there. He's a local comic. He's one of the kindest people we know. Good vibes, very fun. It's the one, the only Daniel Karen, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. What an intro.
Thank you for joining us today, Daniel.
Thank you, Wishmaster.
I've never called you Daniel. Just now, today.
How did it feel?
Weird. I'm just going to stick with Dan.
That's fine.
So, Dan, do you have anything you'd like to wish for today? I mean, you should.
Oh my gosh. I have a few, you know, look, 11-11. Can I start by saying I've been 11-11-ing for a long time now.
Yeah.
This has been in my family since I think as long as, not to say as long as I can remember, but I always, 11-11 was always a thing for me.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, you know, I find I see it every single day, but I don't look at the time that often. Mm. It's just at those hours.
Spooky.
Yeah, spooky. It's probably because you set an alarm for 11-11.
But oh yeah, 11-10, so that I could.
Right. Spooky. No. I have a
rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. My rhythms are I bleed at 11-11 every night.
Yeah, the first
these
one
are my rhythms.
First one in the morning's a shit, and then the second one at night is more of a bloodbath. Exactly.
Man, I'm still, not to be gross here, I'm a big beet fan. I love a lot of pickled beets. And it takes me aback every time I see it in the bathroom. Oh. Things are a little redder than usual. But it's usual now because I eat beets so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, for sure.
I don't eat a lot of asparagus. So the smell is great, but it looks like I'm having trouble in there.
I feel like great's a stretch.
Great. It smells great.
I could see not bad, but great seems a bit far.
Let me start with one of my wishes. Can I make a wish? 11-11.
Yeah, do it.
Please, Wishmaster, make me a piano phenom.
Ooh.
Oh, Am I
learning? Not at all. I have no musical skill like that. I can sing, but I can't play. So God, I wish I could play. If I woke up, genie made me a piano superstar, I would really appreciate that.
Do you want to take piano lessons, or you're just like, I just want to be good at it? Ines had a Ines used to have a joke about something like that, where it's like one of her friends got her like a book to learn how to speak. Fuck. One of those, like, not a dead language. What's the language that was made so that everyone is supposed to be able to learn quickly?
Oh, yes. Herizonto. What's it called?
I feel like it's not Akkadian, because that's like the
thing.
Are you thinking of Rosetta Stone?
No.
It's like some cowboy word. Esperanto?
Yeah, something like that. Whatever.
And like everyone's supposed to speak this one language.
It's like a universal language that people made that would be easier for everybody to learn they wanted to have like a universal language or whatever that like people from all regions can learn easily. Like it's like that kind of language.
Right.
But I don't know. But then the whole bit was like, I don't want to learn. I just want to know. Like I just want to already know how to be good at it or speak it. I don't want to have to fucking learn.
If you ask me, the only universal language is the rhythm. Am I right?
Music.
The rhythm, by the way, it's going to get you. The rhythm's going to get you.
Yeah.
Music.
I wish, it's not even, I think there's, obviously, you have to become great at piano by practicing forever and dedicating a lot of time to it. But just that thing, I'd love to be able to be with in a room with a piano with a few people and go, oh, this old thing? Oh,
yeah. What's that?
And then go, dink, dink, and go, huh? And then donk, donk. And then go, diddly, exactly. God. And people go, wait, Daniel plays piano? And I go, I don't even play. And then just do something really nice.
I feel like at this point, I'm such an out of shape comic that I somewhat have that with basketball. I could surprise people with it.
I like how Daniel and I were like, oh yeah, you'll just sit at a piano, and then we both did like the same, like we would be impressed if someone actually did that on a piano.
Yeah, you can tell we have a lot of training, and then just do a little.
I do think certain people, obviously it comes with practice and hard work and dedication, but I do think certain people are like predisposed to just be more musically inclined.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, like for example, like Dan could probably blow someone away at like karaoke, but if you gave him an instrument, then it's like me, I think singing still qualifies as like a musical.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Mm.
But I know what you mean. Yeah. I don't like, I think my musical leanings are more maybe rhythm. I can do a drum. I could keep time, play a bass if I need to. When I start to get to like melodies and what notes go well with other notes, I'm like, how the hell, what are you people doing? I have no idea.
It's like flavors.
Yeah. Did you ever play, were you ever in like band or choir or anything like that?
I mean, I had to learn an instrument, in music class. So I did the trombone.
Okay.
And I don't think I ever learned it.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think mine was broken, or something was broken. Me, the instrument,
you're just
the school system.
Life.
I don't know.
They just gave you like a dummy trombone. There was like no noise coming out.
Yeah, I think so. Recorder taped to the side of it with trombone noise.
I still somehow got a D minus though. I'm not even making noise. Anyway, no, I can't play anything. Like I said, I'm a little bit, if there's a jam going, I'm going to grab a tambourine and I'm going to keep time.
Yeah.
I could do 4/4, 5/4. I could do crazy time signatures.
Yeah. You know what I think would be a cool hidden talent of yours? Like a really awesome break dancer.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I can see
that. I mean, I don't even, you know, I feel like when you're a bigger guy, you just kind of stand up and do this and move your arms. But I want to get down there and flip around.
Yeah. And I picture you being like really awesome doing like flips and stuff. But it's a real struggle to get up after.
Absolutely, it is.
Like doing a windmill, you have to do like a really fast windmill until you get momentum and you're just able to.
And then the moment I'm done, I walk off. I grab a little rag and I wipe down my sweat. And I say, "I'm sorry, fellas. You can dance in one moment." And then I wipe down my sweat.
Oh my God. Do you want to do a wish?
Sure. I wish, on the topic of the run that Kayla and I just went on, okay. I wish that it was why is it that I wish running was easier? Because I love to walk. I love walking places. It's so nice and relaxing and pleasant. But when you increase the speed incrementally, it gets excruciating.
I think Yeah, I get it, because you have to like, it's bigger strides, and then the impact,
your lungs are working more.
It's a lot harder on the body running than walking.
So that's my wish. I wish that running had the same impact on my body.
No, but then it wouldn't be as beneficial. That's why it's good for you, because it's hard.
So here's my new wish. I wish hard things were easier.
You don't even like it when things are easy.
You're right. I wish things were harder.
You like things hard.
It's okay, because you can just run normally, and then when you have to exercise, you just like really sprint.
Yeah.
You run as fast as you can.
Oh, God, we did that today.
Did you like full
Well, we would walk. We did like a light jog at the beginning, and then we did a walk, and then we did a sprint, and then we did another walk, and then a quick sprint, and then a slight walk, and then a jog again. Wow. I was just like, oh God.
She's fast though. Very fast.
Hell yeah.
I used to run track in high school. Or middle school. Yeah. In middle school. It doesn't even matter. Like I was like fucking, like, that was like 13 years ago.
Can I tell you, running track, I know that as an like as a thing that people do, but what does that mean? You literally had a start on the track and then an end, and it was the first one to get to the end first?
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
So, it's just classic racing.
Like summer classic Olympics, racing. track and field, summer Olympics, like that type of thing. Like sprints, like merit, like long distance runnings, relays.
Batons? Oh, yeah, I like a baton race.
Did you ever have to clear hurdles?
I never tried hurdles. I was too short.
Yeah, I feel like you would.
Excuse me, you're a woman of color in a hard field. Damn right, there are hurdles. Sorry. Stupid.
I thought you were going to say, you could do anything. I was like, dang.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Did she run hurdles? You bet she did. Every fucking day of
my life. Every fucking day of my life. I have to clear hurdles every day just to be here.
I think, I'll tell you, I think I would be so bad at the high jump. I think I'm surprisingly athletic. I could not jump very high, especially like jump to then be horizontal.
That was always freaky. Like that was always fascinating to me, but it was like how?
Well, the one that's even crazier is where you have a stick that propels you into the sky.
Yeah. I forgot that high jump wasn't the same thing.
The high jump,
high
you
jump
just
is
clear
without
it.
The pole, without the pole, and then
you just hop like a fish.
A pole vault, like, how do you get good at that? How do you stick a pole into the ground and launch yourself into the sky?
I know.
How do you ever get comfortable doing that?
I know, it's nuts because the pole goes in at an angle, too. And then it's like, bends and then goes, whoop, like,
that's the pressure that catapults you. You need to bend it enough so that it flings you into the sky.
So that sounds so dangerous.
I know, it's insane.
But, like, the first person that ever did it, it was like an accident, and they got impaled, and then they were like, oh, how can we turn this into something?
You know,
I feel like that too. What's the thing where you spin around, you hold that thing that's heavy, and then you spin it and you throw it?
Shot put's
the one under the chin, and you're thinking of the discus.
Oh,
yes. No. And then there's also something on a rope.
Oh, there's maybe like the rope.
There's like a ball on a rope. To,
either way, these
like
are
discus is like the heavy frisbee.
Yeah.
And Shaw puts the ball under the chin. And there's the
what's
javelin.
The one where people spin around in a circle and go whoa 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 and then throw a thing. Sorry for the audio listeners, but I did a
throw a thing.
I could just picture large men spinning in a circle for a while and then letting go at a certain point. And luckily they all did it in the right direction.
I know discus and shot put, you do swing a bit. And I think in a lot of like lumberjack competitions, there's also that kind of activity.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Are you saying lumberjacks aren't Olympians?
You know, I'm saying they should be.
Thank you.
The travesty.
Yeah, why do they need to separate the strongmen from the Olympians?
That too. I love strongmen competitions.
Yeah.
Oh. Magnus for Magnuson, Magnus for Samuelson.
I was thinking the other day, very quickly, Caleb, before your wish, I was Arnold Schwarzenegger before he became an actor, famous
strongman
bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Is there any other famous bodybuilder in the history, like that my mom would know in the history of bodybuilding?
Lou Ferrigno?
Okay, he was, but he's, you know, yeah, started as a bodybuilder, sure.
A lot of wrestlers.
Because, like, Arnold, it was like, this guy's so popular, we got to get him into movies.
Yeah.
But he was, like, so popular being buff. Like, I can't believe he was a world star
And now a senator or governor.
Did you know that pre-bodybuilding made millions in real estate?
No, I did not. What a man, this Arnold.
Yeah. Jack of all trades.
Yeah. Jack of all trades, father of many
yeah,
housekeepers.
Child, yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's accused
of groping a lot of women.
Oh.
He's a Republican.
He's Chris Pratt's father-in-law.
Chris Pratt's father-in-law. I know, and he's like anti-Trump, so everyone's like, he's a cool guy, but he's like, I don't know. He's still a little, very pro-gun, I think.
Didn't Chris Pratt get weird?
Yeah, he made like a weird, he did a heel turn.
Yeah.
He did a heel turn.
Nice.
It's true.
Yeah, he's all like a fucking like
Jesus-y.
Yeah, Jesus-y.
It was Anna Faris was keeping him together.
I know,
he divorced his age-appropriate wife and married somebody a little, I'm pretty sure, quite younger.
Is she not? I mean, Chris Pratt is what, like 35?
Probably.
Oh, no, I think he's a 40-year-old man.
Oh, really now? Already? Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Alexa? Oh, I don't have Alexa. Oh,
you could ask mine.
You activated ours.
Oh, wow. Chris Pratt is 41 years old.
Makes sense. Okay. I mean, look, Parks and Rec started, what, like,
oh, oh, and six. And his wife is 31. So not that bad. 10 years. Yeah. I thought it was worse.
Before your wish, going back to the Olympics real quick. You know when like laws and rules become outdated, we change them. I feel like the Olympics are such a storied tradition thing, but it's the year 2021. These aren't sports anymore. Half of these are just throwing a stick.
Yeah. Well,
and the new ones are like snowboarding and pretty lame, random new ones. And I know.
I say that as someone who can't do any of these things, but I feel like Olympic sports are so unique to the Olympics.
Yeah.
That it's time to update the Olympics.
But that's what people do in like college, like track and field. It's like those are the sports.
But then what do? You make the Olympics, then you're just done at like 22?
Or you just keep going or you train people?
Yeah, you have a life of explaining that you won a gold medal in the skeleton and then explain what the skeleton is to people
for the rest of your life.
It's like a
one-man luge, basically.
Okay, okay,
there's a sport where you like luge and then shoot. What's that one?
That sounds like a Mario Party game.
Yeah, it's called...
it does.
Maybe that's the skeleton. I could be wrong. But there's one where you go down a hill at like a 100 miles an hour.
Slalom.
And then you get off of it, like probably all dizzy and disoriented, and you start shooting at targets.
Oh my God, that sounds dangerous.
And then if you win, you get coins.
Yeah, and you can redeem like, those coins.
Like, and Donkey Kong is very good.
Plastic hand slappers.
No, I agree. Like, it's always exciting when the Olympics start. And you're like, wow, the Olympics, incredible. And then you turn it on 3 days in and you're like, what are these people doing?
Yeah. And I do genuinely love every 4 years critiquing and judging people doing things that I could never even dream of doing.
Yeah.
I like watching.
Absolutely.
I like watching like the relay races and like the swimming and the gymnastics.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Fun. I like the uneven bars, and I watch that as though I know what's good and bad.
Yeah.
And I like nitpick it and critique it as though someone's not like flipping in the sky.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot on YouTube where like at a friend's house we're suddenly watching qualifying semi-finals to rock climbing tournaments, and it's like you can't use your feet apparently, and it's like wow, yeah, it's pretty incredible what people dedicate their lives to, and sometimes it's so specific and
like cliff diving.
Oh my God!
Well, I just saw like somebody doing like parkour, and they did like they jumped off the roof of one building and over an alley onto like the roof of another building, and I was like, bro,
why you do that?
You could fuck it. But also, we were just watching Dark Side of the Ring, and freaking like those people are like slicing their faces open, and I don't know.
The cheers, you know?
Yeah,
sweet validation.
Like the good for them, but I'm disappointed in the fans. because it's like
they're enabling.
Yeah, it's so I do not condone this sort of violence.
Yeah.
Watching like a violent movie, like I like Kill Bill or something, but at least because I know it's fake. But this one is like I don't like seeing people get like actually like hurt.
And it's cooperative.
Oh yeah,
it's not like someone's getting hurt against their will.
I know that's
the weird part.
So yeah, it tears me.
Yeah,
I'm torn. I don't know.
I know. I feel the same way. I'm like sorry. Just before your wish.
That's what this episode's called, Before Kayla Makes a Wish.
I feel the same way in terms of, like, it is just, I kind of feel the same way. And again, I don't know if you're a fan of this, either of you, but the NBA dunk contests where it's like, oh, we jumped over a 6'6" guy. And then the next year, somebody jumped over a 6'9" guy. And then somebody jumped over Bol Bol recently, who's 7'3" or whatever. And it's like, I guess, and it's the same with wrestling. It's like, it's just, people are going to keep going until somebody dies, right?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that match was good. And you see somebody fall onto, like, so many thumbtacks. And you're like, we got to up him next time. Yeah. It's like, eventually, someone's just going to die.
Stupid. It's like, this match, we're killing ourselves. Like, just straight
up. That's why in both regards, the odd time there's something new and original that you haven't seen before that looks difficult and interesting, and it's like, oh, okay, it could still be good, and it's not just like one-upsmanship pissing contest. And yeah, that's what you watch for.
But
fewer and farther between.
Yeah, and someone's going to like knee a kid in the back of the head one day. I guarantee it in the next few years of these dunk contests, three kids on each other's shoulders, and someone's going to jump and slip a little bit, and they're just going to go – Like smack right into a kid.
Like, remember Blake Griffin jumped over a Kia?
A Kia, like a car.
And he got a lot of hate online because he only jumped over, like, the front hood and not, like, the tall part of the car. And it's like, yeah, that's a human impossibility. He would die. He would never play again in his life.
Well, not the people that can high jump.
I don't know dunk a 10-foot net, and someone was through the sunroof and threw the ball up, and he caught it midair. Oh.
and there was snakes around the rim that were biting back, so he couldn't get his hand that close.
Yeah. Oh my! Okay, so I have a small wish, and then whatever we can keep. I'll keep making more wishes, but I previously wished that I could find like a video game that I like really enjoyed playing.
I didn't end up releasing the episode in which I made this wish because it wasn't that great.
And Tyler was like, oh, why don't you play The Sims?
Oh, you're blaming me.
Why don't you play The Sims? And I was like, oh, I know, I'm like resisting because I really do like The Sims a lot. And I before when I used to play it, I would play it like not nonstop, but I would play it for like hours a day or something. Sure. And then I would go through spurts of like being super addicted to The Sims. And then not touching it because, like, I just have to step away. Yeah. So recently, I recently downloaded it again. And boy, I was late for, I work from home, but I was late for work every day this week because I just stayed up until, like, 6 in the morning playing Sims.
Wow.
And I stayed up till 6, and then I technically start work at 9. And then I remember one day I went to sleep, and then I was like, I have to wake up in like 2 hours. And then I woke up, and then I just kept snoozing. And then at one point I was just like, I'll just turn it off. I'll wake up soon. And then I fall asleep, and then I wake up and it's like 1 p.m. I'm like, oh shit. Anyways, I don't know. That's not a wish.
Still
I was
employed.
Just like,
still employed. Though.
I'm still employed. So,
but wait a second. What do you like about this? Like, what are you? You just keep building and build, making these lives better.
Yes, I wish I had the same. I wish I cared. I wish I valued my real human life as much as I valued the well-being and, you know, the growth of my Sims personality.
I don't know about that. Tell them what happened to your Sim.
Oh yeah. Well. I think it was like the first or second night I had the Sim. Okay, so now in the new Sims, you have the when you're building your character, you can fill out like this little questionnaire and answer questions about like what would make the Sim's personality. So I was filling those out, and then just by chance, the Sim's aspiration was to become like a top 10 level comedian, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then I was at the same time, I was like, oh, this is too like on the nose.
And you're like, it's not about the rankings, it's about the art. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so, and then I invested like all this time and this, and my Sim was at level 10 of in their career, and their aspiration was met. And then I was fixing stuff. The apartment that I was living in, it had this lot trait, which was gremlins. So every once in a while, gremlins would come into the apartment and Like everything that could be destroyed in the apartment could be repaired.
So you were living in New York. Hey-o.
Yeah.
Hey.
So my sim had to get really handy. But then when you fix electrical things, you run the risk of being electrocuted. So I was fixing my stuff, and then I got dazed, which is like the first level of electrocution. And then I was like, okay,
any whatever. Medic will tell you.
Yeah. Oh my God. But then I didn't know that once you get dazed, you're supposed to like take a little break. So I just kept repairing things. And then I got electrocuted, and then it was like, your sim is dying of electrocution. So my sim fucking died.
Holy shit.
After being a top 10 comic.
Yeah, it was like a fucking...
Yeah, you went out like Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Those goddamn gremlins killed him, too.
Yeah, it was those goddamn dirty gremlins.
Fucking gremlins.
Anyway.
Well, jeez.
What was your wish?
I wish that I had the same. I wish that I had.
My wish you had that time back.
Yeah.
I have that with.
I'm so embarrassed.
I remember being like in my teens, living at home, and I would play like nonstop solitaire, and I would eat like a crazy amount of sunflower seeds. I would just plow through like a bag of sunflower seeds in a day.
Oh my God, that sounds like you last week.
So that's what I was saying. Last week, I was sitting here like baked at home alone, eating sunflower seeds and playing solitaire, and like I had this realization that like, holy shit, where am I and what have I become?
Oh, you're just feeling nostalgic.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not an adult. I'm still, or like, not, I'm not an adult, but like, you can still enjoy the same things as when you were a kid.
It's a silly addiction to have, but it's very much so like, oh, I could get lost in it, the same way you were saying with The Sims.
Yeah.
Like, I could get lost in solitaire and sunflower seeds. Thank God it's not something else.
Yeah.
It's got to be anything.
That's true. Like, that's true.
The episode that just came out with Inez, you were like, oh, I wish there was like something. Like, there's weed, there's alcohol. I wish there was something in between. Turns out it's solitaire and sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The double S.
Yeah.
And at least it's still, that's like, activating your brain.
Not great.
I was actually going to say SS, but then I said, no, I can't word it like that. But either way, it's bad. Do you feel this way? I feel, maybe this is a weird thing. I don't want to ever play video games in front of a significant other. I find it, I can play with like friends or something, but the second like a girlfriend is there, I find it kind of infantilizing. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, ooh, and I feel like, I'm too cool for these now. I'm too cool.
If you guys are playing together or if they happen to be around while you're playing.
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess playing together is different. Like, if I'm home and then I'm playing video, then I come home and I keep playing and I'm like, no, I don't want to. I can't.
Or if they're like reading or doing something productive, then it feels bad.
I was never a huge video game guy. I loved my GameCube as a boy. And by boy, I mean teen. Into my 20s, probably. Yeah. But I was never, I'm like a little wuss. I get like headaches after a while. I'm like, oh, the camera's so confusing.
The blue light.
Yeah, you know, if you want to know a secret? I have 20/20 eyesight. I wear these for screens.
Oh my God, very smart. Yeah, I play a lot of right now. I got a free Xbox from a very kind friend, an old Xbox. So I'm just playing Hitman. I think Absolution.
Wait, like an Bret Xbox, like an Xbox or an Xbox 360?
It's an Xbox, it's an old Xbox One. That's what it is. And I have a few 360 games. As well as a few Xbox One games as well. Okay. This was all free, so I just took a bunch.
And what do you do in this Bret Hart video game?
I can't take it seriously. It's just fun to like I also have a Grand Theft Auto. I'm probably 30% through the missions.
Yeah.
And I've just spent so much time like standing on a car that's driving and then I fall off of it, but then I stand on it again.
Yeah.
and then like a fight with someone, yeah. Drive fast, see if you crash.
I was trying to kill someone just by jumping on them, like not punching or kicking them, just running and going like, whoop, and then we both fall down.
So I found out, speaking of Grant.
Oh, sorry. I felt bad. I interrupted Kayla. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. I was like, I was just going to say, I can never like go on like those rampages that make Grand Theft Auto so fun, because like I don't have the dexterity to like drive away fast or like shoot people and then like get away from the cops. It's just like I get like 2 stars and then I'm caught.
Caught. Just keep getting caught.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that some Montreal comics play Grand Theft Auto together online? I know Reese and Sarag, and the person who, you know, like you accumulate like things and wealth and like fancy cars and fancy guns and stuff like that. So apparently like the kingpin in this Montreal comedy Grand Theft Auto world is Hasher, who has like everything, and everyone goes to Hasher for stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. It's like the Godfather.
Yeah.
Someone should really cast him in a film as the number one gangster.
Yeah.
Or in real life, honestly. Someone should just give him a job. A criminal should give him a job.
Yeah. Like Ocean's 11 style. Get him crawling through vents and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Depends. I like him as a bad guy.
Depends what lens you watch that movie through.
Hey.
You're right.
And you mentioned having multiple wishes.
Yeah.
This is a serious one, guys.
Okay.
I want a writing job. I'm putting it out there. The secret. Somebody pay me to write something. Hey, you need me to pay? Hey, you need me to write? You going to pay me? I'm talking to you two now.
Would you ever write just like copy?
Yeah, I did that sporadically probably 2 years ago or something before the pandemic. But yeah, I know. I'm putting it out there. The secret. Jim Carrey asked for a bike, and he got one. So I'm asking for a writing job. I'll write anything. Porn. I'll write kids shows. I'll write...
That's you.
Yep.
Hey, wait, Dan, don't you like sports?
I do.
So that's why I said, like, I might have... It won't be, like, full-time, but I might have some gig stuff coming up.
Oh my God.
In the coming weeks. So long story short,
the secret works. It works.
I started this job where it's like like trading cards, like sports cards.
Of course.
They're all about sports cards, but they brought me in to sort of be like content and production. Most of our budget is tied up in cards that we're trying to sell off now. And once we get a bit of like liquidity, this podcast got very boring very quick. Once we're a bit more liquid, then they're like, yeah, we'll have more budget to make stuff. And I'm like, all right, I have funny people I can hire. So I don't know when or what it is, but you're definitely on the list.
Oh, my God. I'm in. Thank you.
We talked shopping.
Yeah.
Baby.
I told Kayla the other day, I was like, I think you and I are buddies. But I was like, Dan Karen likes basketball. He likes wrestling. I think Dan Karen and I should be better friends.
I know. It's strange.
This is actually, this is just like a matchmaking situation.
So I don't know.
We're not even recording. Yeah.
I asked Kayla to break the ice for me. Let's hang out, man.
Wait, are
I would
you
love to. Yeah, I think so.
Canal.
I'll tell you. I'm so, not to get serious. I was on the more nervous side last year at the start of the COVID.
Yeah.
I had a brand new niece who was a newborn. Not that newborns get COVID that much, but still. And my parents are old. But now, baby, also I'm fucking, not only am I so sick of being alone, but everyone's getting vaccinated. I'm getting vaccinated soon. I got my Bill Gates chip soon.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to hang out again. It's like crazy to think that we can actually do that.
And I think on top of that, we're all a bit more educated. Because last year it was like,
what's happening?
What's it on? And we have to come like rush home and wash your hands, and like it's on every surface. Whereas now we know not fully, but a bit more how it works and how it travels and stuff like that.
Did you know that you could get it through your butt?
I did. That's what I'm. Yeah. I know. I'm protecting my butt as we speak. I clench 24/7
just to keep it out.
Me, you know what I realized? Actually, no, I'm not super clenched right now.
Do you clench?
But
often?
I feel like there was a period of time, maybe. But yeah, it's weird because I'm not clenched right now. But I remember I was like, oh man, I'm like constantly really? Clenched.
I'm only clenched the day after a cheese pizza.
That's good.
Just the smile. I wish the audience could see your smile when you said that.
So Dan, what's your wish number two?
Three.
Oh, it was three. That writing job.
Was it two?
Oh, yeah. Three?
Oh, the writing
or
job.
Or do you have a third one?
Let me think of one right now. Hey, look, I always want wishes.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Please.
What's the ideal writing job?
Oh my God. Not even. What do I have standards? I love like a staff writing job in the room, pitching jokes. I get to write two episodes of a season.
I'll rephrase.
That's my dream.
If you were like, someone's like, I got a budget to make something, what do you make?
Oh my God. Ooh, geez. Well, me and my good friend, Chris Sandiford, I'm dropping this now. Look. Is this copywritten, this podcast? If I say something, can the audience steal it? Don't steal this, listeners.
Starting now, you can't steal anything.
That's legally binding.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping we're going to do that once I'm done.
Yeah, then she claps and you can steal everything.
Me and Chris have always wanted to write what do you call it? Workplace sitcom or comedy show set in the ISS, the International Space Station. Talked about it, you know. Maybe. No,
what did you think?
Yeah, we have to go to space. Tom Cruise.
Did you watch, what was it called? Tim Heidecker and Fred Armisen and John C. Reilly.
Moonbase 8.
What'd you think? Did you watch that?
I did. I liked it, but it's not what I want. Space Force. I liked it, not what I want. Other one with Hugh Laurie. Oh. Avenue 8 or whatever. That's missing that space element that Chris and I are going to play. No, just it's, but yeah, I don't know why. We've always wanted to do that. And by always, I mean 3 years.
Oh yeah, would you?
Maybe there are aliens. No, I don't know. As of right now, there aren't, but we can discuss it if you're willing to work with us. Sure, we can talk aliens, sure.
Maybe the aliens are among us.
Ooh. You're saying I should adapt Among Us into a film.
Yeah, she wants a remake of They Live.
Yeah. And also, look, I love a detective. I love a dumb, you know, my favorite movies, not literally, but Inherent Vice, Under the Silver Lake. I like these kind of serious but kind of comedy detective stories. I would love, let me make a remake of Columbo. I'll be Columbo. I love a detective story.
Did I ever tell you about what Sarag and I wrote and we have yet to film? And Kayla helped. It's a series called Taste Buds. It's still No One Could Steal Stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla has not clapped a second time yet.
We wrote a series called The Taste Buds where Sarag and I do like restaurant review YouTube videos. But at the end of episode one, I go missing. And the rest of the season is Sarag solving the mystery of my whereabouts while also doing restaurant reviews.
I love it. Yes, I do remember that. Taste Buds.
We got to film that.
Did you read it?
I would love to send it to you.
I would love to. Oh my God. Cool. How many?
Episodes, or maybe four, actually.
Oh my God. I love it. Please.
They're like 4 or 5 minute episodes. So the thing, I want the whole thing to be like 30 or less and do like a screening somewhere when it's done.
Well, I'll be at every part of it.
Awesome.
The filming, the screening.
I guess those are the only two.
Yeah, the after party. Anyone else got any wishes?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, yesterday I was like, fuck, I wish I could play Sims right now.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous.
I'm tempted to make a serious wish about the world and peace.
No, we don't allow those.
There's a lot of shit going on, but okay.
But I also think, and this is just my opinion, but
there's so much that people need a break from it. And I think that's the value we provide.
Yeah.
Let it come, be known. Come giggle and be silly. You don't need to be sad about everything 24/7. It's not a good way to live.
It's true. I'm going to be better at that. I'm going to be better at that than I am about cutting political opinions. And yeah, you're probably right. I know. It's just a crazy world. I wish everyone could be as happy as I am right now.
Yeah.
He says with tears falling from his eyes.
It's all falling apart. No, okay.
But yeah, it is. It is scary. It can get very depressing very, very fast. Just period. The world is burning.
I think it's always been pretty bad. We're just the most
sheltered almost.
Well, no, there's the most access to like seeing it and hearing about it and learning about it now. We're probably living in the most peaceful times ever. But yeah. We're just so privy to knowledge and information now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And just personally, you know, it's interesting to dissect myself. I'm no therapist, but what were my two wishes? Good at piano, writing job. Just goes to show you I'm a real big, not to sound pretentious, real art fan. That's a big coping mechanism for me. A lot of music, a lot of movies, a lot of books, a lot of art.
Take your birthday card.
Thank you.
That's
beautiful.
That's the point of it, right?
Yeah, truly. I mean, that's how I am filling my time lately.
You can't make art if you don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. Then you're just drawing pictures, pal.
That's true, which is art.
Also. Yeah, totally beautiful art.
I think I'm done wishing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get greedy here.
Yeah,
because if you spread out too many wishes too thin,
then
they all half come true.
Then the wish ether becomes saturated and it gets confused and overwhelmed.
All of a sudden, you're like writing propaganda films you don't believe in.
Oh God, again. God. So let's recap. Number one, I'd love to be good at piano. Number two, I'd love a writing job. Number three, something generic about peace.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I said that I want hard things to be easy, but then I took it back.
Yeah.
so you're not in last place, that's for sure.
Nice.
Not that there's a ranking, but I think I lost this episode.
I got a blister on my toe from running.
It's battle wounds.
Already. So I'm not going to do that ever again.
No, you guys are pros. That's how you know. I think a runner would tell you, that means keep going.
Exactly. Let it callous up. Harden those feet. Harden those soft feet of yours.
And soon you can play guitar with your feet.
Oh my God.
Because they'll be calloused.
Gross. I wonder, I'm sure that's a thing.
Calloused feet?
No, playing guitar with your feet.
Yeah.
For sure. It's got to be.
Jimi Hendrix played guitar with his butt cheeks.
It's true.
Harrison said that's
when he was like that he played the Wind Cries Mary.
Harrison's joke about the Jimi Hendrix playing guitar with his teeth, and then he's like, talk about rookie mistake.
That's a very good joke.
So good. Dan, where if you want to be found, that's how I do it. That's because I'm shy about asking people like what to plug, so I'm like, if you want to be found, where can they find you?
I think that's a very smooth way to do it. I'm at Daniel Karin everywhere. Carin. And
you had to think about that too
Daniel
much.
B. Karin.
I was thinking of, should I put some fun spin on it? No, I'm just going to spell it. I'm just going to spell it regular.
Is your IG Daniel Karin?
My middle name is Franklin, technically. Frankie. Just like the big turtle. But my name is Daniel Karin. Anywhere you want to find me.
Oh, yeah.
And hit me up on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I do have TikTok. I've never, I'm about to TikTok any minute now.
Nice. Yeah, see.
Every day.
At 11:11.
I'm on the TikTok, but I'm embarrassed by everything that I've ever posted. So I keep that shit private.
I think I've posted one TikTok and it's you dancing.
Oh, yeah.
How many have you posted, Kayla?
I posted like a bunch like last summer. I was like really into the at the beginning of quarantine, I was really into trying to do TikTok dances just for fun, and it was a really good workout. I would get very out of breath, so that was a fun little thing. And I want to delete them all and start anew.
Nice.
Not my brand.
Fake the electricity and then start anew.
And
just like The Sims.
I was gonna say I think your TikTok should be all. They should all be Sims based.
Ooh.
You know what?
If you made a TikTok for your Sim.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a great idea.
Like make them do TikTok.
And like dance? Do it as them, their voice and everything.
Oh my god, no. But
we tried.
I was watching this Twitch streamer who was playing Sims, and I was like, if I could just do that.
Do you think you could like sit alone in your room and like talk to people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sit alone in my room without talking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The talking's the hard part.
Oh, I think I like the like I'm into the like the idea of audience engagement and like talking to people like on stream or something. That sounds fun to me.
The hard part is getting to that. You got to talk to no one for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, you always have a person or two.
Yeah.
Or like do it with someone in the room, so there's always someone to talk to there.
Yeah.
I like the more people, the better. I like. I like a live
like a live audience. I'm playing Sims. Come watch me play Sims.
That's a thing. It's definitely
live.
Yeah.
Oh God, so bananas.
It's crazy.
But I was never really into like the whole streaming thing. But then I watched this guy play Sims, and I was into it.
Friend of the show, Adam Sand, streams him like gambling every night, and like 200, 300 people watch.
Oh God, that's slow.
Yeah.
That's bad. Tyler, where can our listeners find you?
Don't.
Google.
Try your best.
When did I say that?
We were on a podcast. I think it was the Go Plug Yourself podcast.
No, it was before that because we were saying that before.
I
said it before. You don't want to find me.
You're like,
if you want to find me, Google me. You can just Google me. But I don't think you want to find me. Whose fucking podcast did we do? I don't know. Anyways, that's iconic.
You know, there's no S on anyone. Did you know that?
Anyways.
Did you know that? There's no S.
Daniel's like, this is the longest outro ever.
He hasn't spoken in a half hour.
I'm loving it. There's no S in what?
Anyways. That's not a word. It's anyway.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, so how come my autocorrect never corrects me?
It's an innate.
Yeah, Tyler.
I don't know. I'm not your phone. I corrected you.
I think it's going to be like one of those new things where they'll add it to the dictionary.
Yeah. One of those Webster give up and make it official.
Mm-hmm. I know. Have some standards. God damn it.
No, Miriam.
Miriam. I got to talk to Miriam. Yeah. She's been making some wacky decisions lately.
Okay, so that was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you asking. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you helping my wishes come true, which you will.
Yeah.
Fist.
Especially that world peace one.
We're on.
You better come through.
Be the peace you want to see in the world.
Next week.
But people actually are listening to this podcast, so that's nice. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Listening to this, thank you. Kayla, you can find me on @infinitepest on Instagram. Follow @MakeAWishPodcast on Instagram to stay up to date with us. And
I do like Black Cherry.
The Black Cherry is good. This
White Claw, it's a good White Claw.
Brought to you by White Claw, baby.
We'll get that sponsorship one day.
Yeah.
And
I will see you both in like 2 hours.
Yeah, see you soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.